Last Friday's fatal shooting at a Pathmark supermarket in Old Bridge, New Jersey, prompted a number of activists working on gun violence issues to call for federal legislation to renew the ban on assault weapons. Members of the Coalition for Peace Action and Ceasefire New Jersey called for an end to what they're calling an epidemic of gun violence across the country. Reverend Bob Moore, executive director of the Coalition for Peace Action, discussed the issue with WBAI's Jose Santiago.
There was a group of us that are leaders of Ceasefire New Jersey with allies who did a press conference at the State House in Trenton today because Friday was another shooting with an assault weapon. This time it was in Old Bridge, New Jersey. Three people died. Thankfully, it was on the night shift, so not many people were at the Pathmark when the shooting happened, but it was still very frightening and could have been much worse. So the core of our message was that we need to immediately take steps to prevent such shootings in the future. Of course, we're all grieving for the families who lost loved ones and give them our condolences, but if you stop there, that's really not doing enough. We've got to do more than just say, I'm sorry. We've got to say we aren't going to let it happen anymore.
And what do you think needs to happen in response to this latest shooting?
There are concrete steps we can take, beginning with banning assault weapons federally again. There were two assault weapons used in the shooting, and these are weapons of war. They were designed for the battlefield, and they shouldn't be on our streets. In New Jersey, they're still banned by state law, but these were obviously brought in from out of state. And we had a federal ban from 1994 to 2004, so we know it can be done. When that ban was in place, gun deaths from assault weapons were reduced by two-thirds, by 66%.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not any question that we know what to do. There's not any question that we could do it, which is to ban assault weapons again, federally, but we need to generate the political will to do it. We also want to take additional steps like banning the sale of ammunition online, of large quantities of ammunition. The young man we know in Colorado got over 3,000 rounds online without ever having to show any ID, no nothing, no background check, and also to close the gun show loophole. I mean, these mass shootings now go all the way back to the Columbine shooting, which we all remember was also in Colorado. And that was done with an assault weapon as well that was bought at a gun show.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is a gigantic loophole in the background check law that says that guns that are sold at gun shows require no background check at all.
Now, whenever you raise the issue, obviously we hear from the National Rifle Association,
right,
and so many lawmakers just refuse to even talk about it in many cases.
That's right.
I don't know, where do we go from here when we know that there's always so many obstacles?
Well, sometimes you've got to be the prophetic voice out there, whether it seems politically feasible or not. But I actually think that it's more feasible than people realize. For example, polls show that two-thirds of NRA members want to ban assault weapons. It's only when the NRA tries to fool those people to say, well, if they take your assault weapon away, then they're also going to take your handgun away and your rifle that you hunt with, and there's going to be jackbooted thugs that land, you know, come in helicopters and knock your front door down and take away everything. And, of course, we know that that is scaremongering. And so when reason prevails, then there is a lot of common ground.
And what kind of political support do you have for your proposals? What kind of support did you have, if any, today at the New Jersey State Capitol?
We had four members of Congress from New Jersey, both of our United States senators, as well as Representatives Holt and Pallone, that sent staff. None of them could come in person, but they all sent staff with letters to be read over their signature. Mm-hmm. And all of them are strongly supporting these measures. So that's one measure that, you know, political leaders are willing to take some leadership, and that's what we need. We can't just have people wringing their hands and saying there's nothing that can be done. That's just, that dishonors the people who are being killed by making it easier for more victims to continue to be victimized.
And what are we hearing from our presidential candidates on this? I haven't heard an awful lot.
Right. Well, of course, Mitt Romney is in the pocket of the NRA. That's tragic, and the Republican Party has been, by and large. And by the way, we're not a partisan organization. I'm just observing something that is factual, that is the truth. The Republican Party doesn't oppose anything that the NRA advocates for. The Democratic Party, a significant portion of it, used to be willing to stand up to the NRA. And when they did, then the assault weapons ban, in fact, was passed. The Brady Law was passed. Those things happened in the late 80s and early 90s. And then when Al Gore was defeated in 2000, people got worried that in some of the swing states that the gun, his stands on those issues, he in fact cast the tie-breaking vote for banning assault weapons in the United States Senate because he was vice president. I admire him. I think that was the right thing. It was the courageous thing. And I don't think it was political suicide for him at all. I don't think the evidence shows that. And so we just need to work with allies that are willing to get out there and to push and to know that even if we don't get near-term results, that we're on the right side. We're doing the best thing for the American people by doing this. Jose, our rate of gun violence per capita is 30 times higher than it is in Britain and Australia. 30 times higher. 82 people a day are dying at the hand of a gun in this country. And what we're looking for is people that are deeply committed to standing up for what's right, not looking at which way the political wind is blowing, but to stand up for what's right. And if we get enough of people to do that, to join us in this, I'm convinced that the tide can turn again.
Reverend Bob Moore is executive director of the Coalition for Peace Action, based in Princeton, New Jersey. He was interviewed by WBAI's Jose Santiago.